good evening. From the Radio Cayman Newsroom, I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. The trial of Omar Oliver McClement ended almost as soon as it began today after prosecutors confirmed they would not be presenting any evidence against him. McClement had been charged with making threats to kill, an allegation arising from voice notes allegedly sent to his mother-in-law after his wife said she wanted a divorce. He denied the charge. A jury had already been impaneled and was preparing to hear the case when the court was informed the complainants no longer wished to move forward. With the Crown offering no evidence, the judge directed the jury to return a not guilty verdict. McClement was represented by Keith Myers, the prosecution's case led by Andre Wedderburn, and the case presided over by Acting Justice the Honorable Ben Tonner, KC. A reported incident at His Majesty's prison northward this week is drawing renewed focus on unresolved concerns raised by the Human Rights Commission. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
His Majesty's Cayman Islands Prison Service confirmed an incident on May 11th that left two prisoners injured. The matter has been referred to the police. The Human Rights Commission last met on April 27th, but minutes from that meeting have not yet been published. In its most recent available record from March 26th, the commission said it had sent a letter to the ministry following a visit to Northward Prison, outlining areas of concern. At that time, no response had been received, and the secretariat was tasked with following up. The commission also worked through a series of complaints and inquiries, among them a case involving an asylum grantee unable to return to Cayman and classified as a prohibited migrant, and another involving financial assistance that was revoked after reassessment. Other matters were closed, including a scholarship-related complaint and additional cases the commission determined did not raise human rights concerns. In one case involving delays in a judgment, the secretariat was directed to write the Chief Justice after being advised the issue fell under the judicial administration. On outreach, members reported increased engagement on a boosted International Women's Day post, approved April campaigns tied to World Autism Day and International Mother Earth Day, and planned a Year 6 presentation at the Theolene McCoy Primary School for April 14th. The HRC has not yet indicated when minutes from the April 27th meeting will be made public. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
The Cayman Islands government is using a major anniversary of the National Coat of Arms to highlight its history and to remind people of the rules for using it. Radio Cayman's Josh Cottrell tells us more.
The Cayman Islands government says today is the 68th anniversary of the National Coat of Arms. In a statement on social media, officials recall that a royal warrant from Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II in 1958 created the first official symbol of Cayman's national identity. They describe the coat of arms as one of the island's most cherished national symbols, saying it continues to unite the community by representing Cayman's history, values, and shared future. The government says the design reflects who Cayman is as a country and why national symbols remain important to a shared future. Authorities also use the anniversary to remind the public that the coat of arms is a protected visual identity. They say any use in commercial or promotional materials is strictly regulated and requires official authorization from the Cayman Islands government. The statement directs people to the government's online information link to learn more about the coat of arms and the rules that apply to its use. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Josh Cottrell.
The opposition says gaps in the community policing and safety officers are coming into sharp focus during its listening tour. Opposition leader the Honorable Joey Hugh and Red Bay Member of Parliament Mr. Roy Tatum spoke with Radio Cayman about the progress. Mr. Tatum says turnout has been limited, but residents who come don't hold back.
Smaller but very, very interactive
group. Very interactive. Vocal group. Yeah, yes. Very vocal. Yeah, there's no misunderstanding what they meant at the end of the night.
Community policing is hugely important, but said the service remains significantly understaffed.
We have one police officer, one community police officer for the whole Prospect constituency and mm-hmm. Red Bay constituency. Mm-hmm. That's a large area.
He also raised concerns about a safety officer program that never fully developed in his constituency, despite being designed to support seniors and public spaces.
And it was supposed to be those safety officers that did these welfare checks on the seniors, kept an eye on the playgrounds and that sort of stuff, because they had a direct communication, direct line into the RCIPS, and they could get action or you know, or even into other agencies, such as Children and Family Services and stuff.
Hugh and Tatum said these ideas on staffing safety officers and recruiting more Caymanian police officers are exactly what they hope to draw out as the listening tour continues. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The Ministry of Education and Training shares its 2025 wins.
The Minister of Education and Training has delivered measurable results and reaffirmed its commitment to equipping every learner with the tools to thrive.
Tabling the 2025 annual report and financial statements for his ministry, the Honorable Ralston Anglin told MPs 166 students graduated with 7 or more Level 2 passes. 2 students were recognized with the Caribbean Examination Council's merit list for outstanding performance, and 3 students earned the Government High School Award, which will support them as they study at, quote, top global universities.
We welcomed 88 new educators to the government schools, including 36 Caymanians, with 8 newly qualified through the ministry scholarships. We honored 283 long-serving employees, some with up to 4 decades of service, who have helped to shape generations of Caymanians.
Mr. Anglin noted that 3 government high schools and the Further Education Center earned good ratings in external inspections. No government schools were rated weak, and overall half of government schools were rated good. The Auditor General issued an unqualified opinion of the Ministry of Education and Training's financial statements for 2025, which means they were fairly presented. It's the 4th satisfactory rating in a row for a Georgetown Early Childhood Education Center. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
Tiny Tots Academy on Hines Way caters to children between the ages of 1 and 5. During the January inspection, the Office of Education Standards says there were 112 children on roll. School inspectors judged Tiny Tots Academy as satisfactory, its 4th such assessment in a row since 2019. In order to move the center's rating to good or even excellent, the OES is recommending Tiny Tots Academy leaders plan and implement play-based learning experiences that are, quote, purposeful, engaging, and responsive to the individual interest and developmental needs of each student. Inspectors suggest the center review assessments information to build individual learning plans as well as broader center-wide initiatives. Finally, the OES is encouraging Tiny Tots teachers to use the curriculum to its, quote, full potential, providing a well-balanced framework that supports children to make strong and sustained progress across all areas of learning. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. You can find the full report online at oes.gov.ky. Finally, SpaceX has some big plans next week, and you may want to know about it. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
The latest launch window for the SpaceX Starship 12 test launch has been updated to Tuesday between 5:30 and 7 p.m. And since Cayman is along or near the planned flight path, local officials are giving you a heads up.
We really do not anticipate any impact on the Cayman Islands. This notice is really being issued as a precautionary measure so that the public is informed and knows what to do in the very unlikely event that anything is observed.
Director of Hazard Management Cayman Islands, Danny Coleman, tells Radio Cayman, if you do spot something you think might be connected to the launch, call 911, don't touch it, note the location, and if it's safe, go ahead and snap a picture, but don't stay near the object. Pretty standard stuff. But I wanted to know a more pressing question. Will we be able to see it in the sky? President of the Astronomical Society, Tyan Miller.
The SpaceX rocket launch of the new Starship Version 3 will be taking a more southerly route this time than ever before. This actually takes it directly over the Cayman Islands. It will be coming from the northwest from southern Texas, and they are shooting for a late afternoon out launch time. Coincidentally, that's the exact same position in the sky where the sun will be, so that's a bit tricky for viewing opportunities. Nevertheless, when it's time, it's definitely worth having a look so you can see. However, don't look straight in the sun.
But the launch window can absolutely change. And if it is at night,
there could be a reasonably good chance to see it.
Reporting for Radio K-Man News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. For more information on the launch of Starship 12, you can visit spacex.com. That's your latest local news from the Radio K-Man Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.